worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, healing every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, healing every heart. We worship you. We worship you. For you are the Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are the Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are here, turning lives around. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, mending every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, turning life around. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, mending every heart. We worship you. We worship you. For you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who you are. You are the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who you are. Even when we don't see it, he is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who you are. When you don't think he's going to make a way, he is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who you are. You never stop working. He never stops 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 working. He is a way maker, miracle worker. He is a way maker, miracle worker. He is our way maker, miracle worker. He never stops working. Waymaker, miracle worker, he never stops working. Promise keeper. Promise keeper. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. He never stops working. He never stops working. He never stops working. He never stops working. He is our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who you are. Name above all names, that is who you are. Name above all disease, that is who you are. Name above all things, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, lift up your hands and give God the praise, because he is the way maker. He is our promise keeper. He is our light in the darkness. He is our God, and he will make a way for you. Hallelujah. Greeter, are you there?
never, never stop. Thank you, dear Father, for being the way maker, our promise keeper. You do miracles, miracle maker, yes you are, and you never, never, never stop. Thank you for this call. Thank you for these two beautiful women of God, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We love them. We love them. We have this anniversary month. We have this call because of you, Lord God. You truly are our master. We know it. We believe it. We speak it. We share it. We shout it. Thank you for the word that's going to come forward from your mouthpiece. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. Many of us came because of Artists International Now, Artists Life. You love us so much, you gave us everything. You truly, truly are the way maker. We honor you. We extol your greatness. Glory to our King, our way maker. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, family. On behalf of co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Vanessa Weatherspoon, we come to you to enrich and enhance and empower you. My name is Bonita, and I will be your host. We have want to thank Minister Tiffany Lauderdale and Robin, Minister Robin, for both ushering us in and the other greeting. This is our month of celebration, as Minister Robin has stated. And so each and every day we've come on behalf of our Father so that, as it says in Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we are here to pray and to worship and to bring you a word. Today you are going to put on your spiritual seatbelts, take a seat in our virtual sanctuary, and have a seat and just get prepared to hear what the Lord is going to say to you this morning through our mouthpiece, through his mouthpiece. We do have a website where all of the messages are archived. It's a buffet of messages, and you can go there and just peruse and use it 24/7. It's always available for you. You can use it. You can share it with someone. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. So I'm going to encourage you to go there because there are so many messages there from the inception of this call. And it was birthed in October 2010. And here we are, 2020. So this is a momentous month. And we encourage you to be with us each and every day to get what the word is going to get the word that will be shared on a particular day. In 2020, we've come with the theme of with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be seen.
Yeah.
If you have a word that you want to share, you have a praise report, if you have a prayer request, we do have an email address. If you'd like to be a part of the family, we encourage you to come forth. This would be a great time for you to be a part of our family during our celebration month. And that email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. You can send it there, and either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Henry, she knows I love her middle name, Terrell, will get back to you. Again, if you have been with us for some time, why don't you just come on aboard and become part of the family. Artists International, that's ARDYSS, is a health and wellness company that brought many of us together. Now, we cannot make a claim, but the products that this company affords us to share has made a difference in many lives. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please get back to the person that had you come on the call, or you can use that email address, info@themasterscall.net, and someone will share the beauty of artist life. Immediately after this call is the morning motivational call, and that call number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and the pin is 294617#, 294617#. If by chance you are being charged by your carrier, there is a bypass number so that you will not be charged. The number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. You simply put that number in first, immediately followed by the number that you're using, and that will avoid any charges. Today is Monday, Inspirational Monday. Immediately after this call on the morning motivational call, one of our co-founders will be the mouthpiece for the call, and that would be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So you are in for an awesome, awesome day today, because the other co-founder will be the mouthpiece for this call today, and that is Dr. Pacola Roberts. And this woman is awesome. I personally call her Dr. Dimples because she's got the suit. My grandmother told me years ago that when you have dimples, you've been kissed by an angel. And she's got the sweetest dip. But this woman is so purposeful. She just finished one of our fasts, and she shepherds our fast during the year. She's got such a heart of giving. She was an army chaplain. She's a grandmother. She's a mother to many. She has so many hats. She is a co-founder. But I don't want to get in the way of the idea of her giving the message today. So what I'm going to suggest that you do is go to that website, and you personally can read her bio. The website, again, is www.themasterscall.net. But I want to get out of the way so that you can hear the full message for this day. And the next voice that you will hear is Dr., and I love her, Dr. Dimples. Dr. Dimples, Dr. P.K. Roberts, can you come forth?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you so much, Minister Bonita. Thank you for your introduction. I kiss you this morning on your cheek and just say good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, TMC family. God bless you. This is going to be an awesome morning, awesome day of worship. Get ready for what God is about to do. I tell you, I thank God for our own Minister Tiffany. I thank God for he truly is a way maker. He is my miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. And I love his name above all names. Thank you, Father God, for what you are doing in our lives on today. I don't know about you, but I am happy down to my sanctified toes. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us and letting us know how important it is to come in silence sometime just before the Lord so that we can just feel his anointing in his presence. Thank you so very much. I do honor my co-sister in the Lord, co-worker, co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who has been here, and we thank God for her this morning. Already heard that Mother Josie is doing well this morning down there in Prairie View, Texas, just running things with her 96-year-old self. I just thank God for her. We're getting ready to celebrate her birthday this month as well. In October is a powerful month. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Listen, everybody, as we are preparing to celebrate these 10 years that we have been together, TMC family, thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. We are celebrating 10 years of ministry through prayer, fasting, praise, and worship. 10 years of gathering here, help me God, because you know I can cry at the drop of a hat. Gathering here early, Monday through Friday, through holidays, hallelujah, rainy days, sunshiny days, happy days, sad days, we have gathered here. We've been right here praying and fasting as we have celebrated births and birthdays, graduations, promotions, as we have celebrated weddings. This community, this family, these my sisters and brothers have rocked me, held me, helped me, propped me up through the death and burial of two wonderful, loving, kind husbands. I say that because some folks are married to folks and they're ready to see them go, but I did not want to see either one of these go. They were good to me and good, good, real good to this family. Not only have we walked through the valley of the shadow of death, we have snatched and prayed others back from the very brink of death. And so we have a reason to celebrate. We have a reason to clap our hands in the sanctuary. 10 years. The number 10 means order. 10 years. The number 10 means completion. 10 years we celebrate. We magnify God. We give him the glory. We are calling you, this community, your friends, your family, to come and celebrate. We are going to make this call this morning by the use of an ancient, glory to be to God, practice through the Jewish community, the blowing of the shofar. Thank you. Glory be to God. This ancient practice signifies the blowing of the shofar, that we are calling for repentance. Father God, if there's anything that we have done down through these years that did not bring you glory, or anything, God, that we may be doing now that does not exemplify you, we ask that you forgive us, oh, holy God. The blowing of this shofar signifies a call also to awareness of the fact that we need more prayer, more fasting, more dedication to God. If ever there's a time America needs God, we need God now. If ever there's a time that America needs to bow in prayer, we need to do so now. If ever there is a time that we are to recognize where our source really comes from, our source of strength, our source of power, it is now. So we thank you, God, for these 10 years of ministry here on this TMC call. At this time, I want you all to understand order. Order means that in the Israelite family, what would happen after the blowing of the trumpet, the blowing of the ram's horn, the blowing of the ram's horn, bless the name of Jesus. We need to recognize that the praise and the worship and the singing and the always came first. So being that this is our first Monday of celebrating our anniversary, we are going to do so with two of our praise and worship leaders. God has blessed us here. When we started, we only had one. Miss Tiffany Lauderdale was the one and only. And she eventually prayed up and praised up until we now have four who absolutely come out and have been anointed. In addition to that, there are others of us who can lift our voices and make a joyful noise. I am one of them. Every now and then on a Thursday, you will hear me lead out in praise and worship. And we have others who will lend their voices in praise and worship. This morning, at this point, I am calling on our own Minister Rosalind to come and give us a praise as we open up leading out with Judah, our time of celebration, these 10 wonderful years that God has kept us. Minister Rosalind, you are on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You brought us out. You brought us out. You brought us out. I just want to thank you, Lord. And I'm standing here only because you made, 'cause you move mountains and you cause walls to fall with your power. You cause miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. impossible, and we're standing here only because you may, because you move mountains, you cause the walls to fall, and with your power perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, and we're standing here only because you made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you made a way. Thank you, Lord, you did it for us. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. It's not about what we did other than said, yes, Lord, use us. Hallelujah. You are to be glorified in everything, God. We pause to give you thanks. As you all know, October, November, December, the last 3 months of the year, of this year, November, October, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, October, letting us know that we have 3 months left in this year. The year is not over yet, and it's not over until God says it's over. God is truly in control. And so as we celebrate, I would like to give us three scriptures that we are going to celebrate for you to understand. It is a time, Ecclesiastes 3:4, and a season for all things. A time to weep, and you know I do and have done a lot of crying. A time to laugh. I've laughed through some painful times, and so have you. A time to mourn. We have mourned. Yes, we have. But now I tell you, it is a time to dance. We are going to dance and celebrate. Psalms 150:1-6 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let us, you all this morning, lead out with Judah as we praise and magnify God Almighty, who is worthy to be praised. And the last scripture is one that we use a whole lot, and I don't even know if you know where it's found, but let me just let you know. Psalms 118:24 says, this indeed is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. At this time, I'm going to bring our minister, Tiffany Lauderdale, to the front as she leads us, Father, in praise and worship. Bathe then this celebration in praise and worship as we initiate our month of celebration. Minister Tiffany, you're on.
We love you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. We lift our hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you our cloudy days are gone. We can sing to you this song We just want to say that we love you more than anything. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything, more than anything, more than anything, more than anything.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we love you more than anything. We thank you, God, for sending your son, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you loved us so much that you went to the cross and you took to the cross and it was nailed to the cross. Diseases and misery, poverty. God, I thank you that because you went to the cross, we can live, Lord Jesus, thank you, abundantly. We can live super fantastic lifestyle. We can rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to be together 10 beautiful years. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you for the sons of Judah. Thank you for the call to this month of celebration. Bless the name of Jesus. At this time, we are going to call for Minister Bonita to come and give us a few short announcements, and I'll come back and give the benediction.
Okay. The playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957677 pound. After this call, Dr. Vanessa will be sharing on the new motivational call, and that's 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and the pin is 294617 pound. I want to thank everyone that participated, and my name's Bonita, and I will give it back to Dr. Pecola Roberts.
Father God, we thank you, and we just praise you this morning. You are so awesome, God. You know the needs of your people. You see us where we are. We are not hidden by any means. So I thank you and I praise you for healing today, for setting free today, for bringing deliverance today. Thank you for opening doors, making ways today. Thank you, God, that as we celebrate our 10 years of ministry, you are present with us to receive the glory, gratitude, and appreciation from our hearts, our lips, and we are so grateful, so thankful. And we ask now that as we go out today to face this day, complete missions, that your grace, your mercy will rest, rule, and abide in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Come back and celebrate with us on tomorrow and throughout this month. God bless. Bye-bye.